good morning.
Sleep well?
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realized?
What?
It's almost the weekend. Maybe it'll be sunny.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I gotta get to work. Work? I'm going to work.
What?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday. This is a bad day to be in the Florida Panhandle. And it's a good day not to look at your 401k. And, man, that was angry.
Yeah, well, it's... Well, first of all, the hurricane is unbelievable. It
really is.
First of all, we heard for a month about Florence.
Yeah.
And then it was like, whatever. And then Hurricane Michael, I just realized was coming yesterday.
Yeah.
And Ginger Z is on my TV saying it's like the worst storm to hit the United States
in recent
memory. Jim Cantore
is wearing a helmet.
Oh, my God.
that's how bad it was. It was the third worst storm ever to hit the continental United States.
It just snuck up on me.
Boom, out of nowhere.
All of a sudden, they're like, worst hurricane in history. It's going to hit today.
Yeah.
Look out.
And it's supposed to dump four feet of rain on Georgia now.
I
can't figure out why TV stations, you know, they're all about video and visual. People can see the roofs blowing off the house, the wind, the rain, the flooding, but they have to have their meteorologist in 4 feet of water doing the report with somebody else for us to believe that it's actually happening.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's odd.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll cover that for you this morning. This is going to be... a big weekend, sports weekend coming up, so we're going to be talking with Bob. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Bob Ryan will be joining us at 7:25 this morning, and it's all about the playoffs for the Red Sox. And this is a pretty big game for the Pats this weekend.
This is a great weekend to like do things that are usually crowded, like go to the movies.
That's right.
Not the grocery store, but like everything.
Yeah,
that's
they're all
opposite.
At night. They're all at night, so you know.
Yeah,
it's okay.
You go to see a movie on Saturday night because it'll be dead.
Yeah.
Sunday
night's going to be like Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Nobody around.
You're right. Nobody is going to be out there. Okay, let me see. We've got your dirty laundry coming up at 7:45.
Oh, yeah. I have good news, bad news. Good news is that you might see a celebrity in Stoughton tomorrow, but the bad news is your commute is going to be all messed up.
Speaking of messed up commutes, there's a three-car accident at the top spot, Route 3 northbound, right at the Braintree split. So just be advised if you're coming up from the South Shore right now.
And we're talking giant pumpkins today.
We are.
We have an expert going to be on the show.
Yeah, this is the guy who grew the largest pumpkin this year at the Topsfield Fair.
Oh, really?
And he, you know, sells the seeds. He's going to tell us how we can grow our own giant pumpkins.
Okay.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love giant pumpkins.
I doubt I can do it. I'd kill things very quickly in the garden.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning. And by the way, the first keyword for the 5K Artist of the Day is coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Stick around. You could win $1,000 right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let the excitement begin, because we play hardball right here and win a grand in 60 seconds. We play for cash. In fact, $1,000 in cash from Century Bank is up for grabs right now for Tim Collins, who is an electronics technician from Antrim, New Hampshire, and is on the line with us this morning. First of all, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Tim?
Doing fantastic.
Great. You know, LBF was very excited when I said Tim Collins is going to be playing the game, because she thought I said Tom Collins. And
A Tom Collins.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the electronics game going, Tim?
Pretty good. Steady business.
Okay, and you were kind of relaxed and feeling loosey-goosey this morning. You think you can do this thing?
Oh, yeah. I had my power breakfast and a nice coffee. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
All
right. Challenge accepted.
Okay. LBF's going to give you these 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. You don't know one, feel free to say pass. You've got time left at the end. We'll come back, pick them up, and get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Let's get this thing underway in 3, 2, 1, go.
What's the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What's 20 minus 7?
13.
Name one president born in Quincy.
Say again?
Name one president born in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Pass.
What year was John Lennon shot?
Say again?
What year was John Lennon shot?
Ooh. 1982.
Who are the Red Sox playing in the American League Championship?
Yankees.
Who broke the record for the most American Music Awards won by a woman?
Oh, wait, it was Houston. The other one again?
Who broke the record for the most American Music Awards won by a woman?
Taylor Swift.
What is the medical term for a kneecap?
Pass.
Who wrote the score for the Nutcracker?
Tchaikovsky.
Who just resigned her position as ambassador to the UN?
Kaylee.
Oh dear! Okay, you didn't have quite enough time left there at the end, and you had one wrong. You came back and picked up one that we'll give you credit for because you were correct on your second guess on that. So let's review.
Okay, so John Adams or John Quincy Adams? They were both born in Quincy. John Lennon was shot in 1980.
Ooh.
The Astros, you corrected that. The Sox are playing the Astros in the American League Championship. The medical term for a kneecap: patella. But and I think you said Haley, Nikki Haley,
yes,
for the last one.
Yeah,
so all good. I mean, good.
Very good job.
But just not good enough.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't leave you hanging here.
Oh, no.
We don't.
No,
we have something for you.
Consolation prize. It's a nice one, too. It's a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Good.
And, hey, when you go into Stop and Shop, Savory Magazine, Pick It Up, Take Five article this month is all about super satisfying sandwiches, and I love a sandwich. Try five delicious recipes that only use, like, five ingredients, like crispy fish sandwiches, the chipotle tuna melts. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop right now. Congratulations for doing a fine job. Have a great day, and thanks a million for being a member of the nation.
Tim,
thank you.
I was really impressed that you knew who wrote the Nutcracker, though. That's a good,
good
one. That's, that is good. Out of left field. Love it.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to play?
It's hard.
You think you got what it takes? The pressure can get to you.
I know.
Go ahead. Log on to WROR.com, sign up, and you could be winning next right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Time to get your 620 Men for Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus Jr. comes home from school with some bad news about his report card when we hear...
Well, little Ephus, your mother says you got an F in arithmetic. What happened?
Well, Pa, the teacher asked how much is 2 times 3. I said 6.
Well, that's the right answer.
And then she asked me how much is 3 times 2.
But what's the difference?
That's the answer I gave.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Kind of an interesting little thing on the highway yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw, you're on 495 and saw a broken down airplane, you weren't hallucinating. And it didn't crash. We have the story coming
up
next.
For real. Hang on. Okay, in the meantime.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Check this out. This airplane. There's amazing, amazing history of this airplane.
Yeah, so there was an airplane. We were on 495 yesterday. There was an airplane that was on the side of the road because the flatbed tow truck got a flat tire. It was on its way from Maine to New York City because it's a TWA plane. And it's going to be part of a new hotel at JFK Airport called the TWA Hotel. And it's being made into a bar. It's amazing.
Okay.
That caught my eye last night in the news. I'm like, what?
Now, for those of you who do not know what a TWA plane is, TWA was an airline.
Oh,
you
God,
know,
that's
like,
right, huh?
Like Delta, you know, or American or any other.
That's
and it's
sad.
Called Transworld Airlines.
It was when flying was actually nice.
Yeah,
and
yeah
not
this
scary.
Was when flying
yeah, it's
was
like right out of Mad Men.
Yeah.
Exactly. Precisely.
Well, this plane, I did a little research on this plane, and it's had such an amazing life.
Listen to this.
So the Lockheed Constellation, it was called Connie, so we'll refer to her as she now. It was the it was commissioned in like the late 30s, and it flew in 1946. It was it broke the transcontinental speed record in 1946, flying from Burbank, California to New York City. Then it served as Air Force One for the Eisenhower in the 50s.
Wow.
And then it became a TWA, like, awesome plane.
Yeah.
In 1958, it was its first flight, and it had, like, you know, it had like 72 passengers and a cocktail lounge in the middle of it with like real artwork and seats and things like
People
that.
People dressed up to get on a plane back in the day. And,
but things started to happen because the Boeing 707 came along like a younger version, you know, built for speed, and it had more passenger capacity.
Plus, it was a jet. This was a turboprop.
Yes. It's awful when you're a turboprop in the world of jets.
I know.
You know how it is. I know how it is. And its final flight was in the 1960s. And then it had a kind of dubious situation go on. First, it was an Alaskan bush plane for 5 years. Then it was sold for $150 in 1979.
Wow.
And it went to Arizona, where I think it went to that airplane graveyard that was featured in my favorite movie.
Yeah, they got all those planes out in the desert.
Buy Me Love. And then somebody bought it in 1983, and it was modified to drop pot in Colombia. And it crashed in Colombia, that it was brought to Honduras.
Ooh.
And then finally,
I wonder if the guy that Tom Cruise movie was made about ever flew that thing.
Maybe. And then somebody in 1986 bought it in Maine, and then it was used to kind of help restore other planes, so sold for parts.
And then
finally, TWA found it, because only a few left it.
There's four
in
left.
And then
four of those left.
And they've decided to make it into a cocktail lounge. Oh, that's the most amazing thing about it. And it's going to be, now the good news, bad news, it's this wicked cool hotel. Like, it's like from Tomorrowland. It's the Jet Set Hotel, and it's TWA. The bad news is it's at JFK Airport, so you have to go there.
Got to go to JFK,
This is the only plane, though, you don't want a pilot on.
Right.
Well, it'd be okay if there's a drunk pilot.
Drunken pilot on this
bar.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Right. The pilot's also the bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, not all that bad.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Okay, we have to make our decisions coming up this morning on what we're going to ask Bob Ryan, because Bob Ryan's going to join us at 7:25. So everybody be thinking about this, because there are two very, very important things coming up this weekend.
I want to know why they can't start the Red Sox game at like 5 o'clock.
I want to know if you saw A Star Is Born.
He did.
He did.
You have a question that you think we should ask Bob?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to work on this, and we'll have these coming up. We'll narrow down our questions coming up next. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
But excuse me, but this is an extremely important football and baseball game coming up this weekend right here in Boston. So we thought that we need your help. We need to know, what do we need to talk to Bob Ryan about this morning? The questions we want to ask Bob Ryan, because these are very... one thing we got to talk about with the Red Sox, we got to talk about the...
I want to ask Bob why the heck the MLB is so stubborn that they can't move up the start time for Patriots. Like, they're going right up against the Patriots.
I know. I don't get that.
Because they want to carry two games on Sunday.
Yeah, but why would they want to do that?
There's only one MLB game.
On Sunday?
Sunday. There's one game.
Well, that's stupid then.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yesterday, MLB came out and said that gives us the greatest opportunity to maximize the national audience. So
Right.
They're looking beyond just Boston, I guess, which is kind of insensitive since we're in the American League Championship
but
Series.
But still, the national audience, Sunday Night Football is the highest rated, all week for like the past like decade.
I did read that because the game starts at 7:09 and the Patriots kickoff is at 8:20.
Yeah.
It gives them an exclusive like hour and 11 minutes where they're not up against football.
But they could have 2 hours of exclusive if they move the game.
Well, they'd be up against the NFL on the back half of the NFL game.
Yeah.
The 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
No one's watching that.
No one's watching that one. There's only a couple games on.
Even I know that.
It really seems like I feel bad for the guys who, there's so many people around here that I know that would go to the Red Sox game and then go to the Patriots.
That's true. That is very true.
You know? And whatever happened to picture in picture? Why don't we
That's
have
true.
That?
No, does anybody make a picture in picture TV anymore? Does anybody remember those?
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. I could get picture in picture when I had a TV that was like 32 inches.
I know.
And you couldn't see anything on either screen.
Now
I have a 70-inch TV, and I can't put a 30-inch box in the screen somewhere.
You just got to get two TVs.
That's what I think.
That's
you're
going
to have to drag a TV up.
No, I think I'm going to have to drag another TV up.
All right, I want to see this.
Okay, and then the other thing we got to ask him, we got to talk to him about, with the Red Sox, we got to talk about the gorilla in the room, because this is a big deal. I mean, what are you going to do with David Price? Because can you trust him, giving him a ball to pitch? in the playoffs.
Still got to go with them.
Okay, if you have questions you would like for us to ask Bob Bryden, give us calls for him, 617-931-1057. Now, in the meantime.
LBF, I did see that Bob did see A Star Is Born. So.
Yeah, that's what I want to
I know
ask
you want to ask
him
about
no
that.
One
you
cares.
Want to ask him about okay. Okay, hanky spanky, the rest of the stuff.
Yes, bring on the Astros, baby. The American League Championship Series gets underway Saturday night at Fenway. It's a rematch of last year's ALDS in which Houston won in four games. Chris Sale gets a start in game one against Justin Verlander. LBF, you'll love this. Verlander married to Kate Upton. So
I know that. She's having a baby.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely.
Alex Cora has named David Price the starter for the Sox in game two. I don't like this at all.
Oh, yeah.
What's he going to do?
We'll see what Bob says.
Hopefully he does something better than he did the other night against the Yankees.
It would be hard to do worse.
Odds are he's not going to go up against the Patriots time-wise.
Yep. I'd rather replay.
Right?
Oh, wow. LBF's throwing shade at David Price.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing.
I wish he played for the Patriots. First pitch Sunday night is 7:09, so you will have that hour and 11 minutes of peacefulness before the Pats kick off at 8:20 against the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs. Thursday night football tonight, the Giants host the Eagles. Game one of the NLCS tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers hosting the Dodgers. By the way, you want to see a Red Sox-Astros preview, just go to WROR.com. Bruins go for their third straight win when they host Connor McDavid, Milan Lucic, and the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the Garden. Some concern for Celtics fans. Do you see what's wrong with Gordon Hayward?
Yeah.
Here he is coming back from that horrific ankle and leg injury. Now he's got back pain. He says it's getting progressively worse.
He's probably misaligned.
Probably.
He needs to see a chiropractor.
Yeah, because of all the just 1 foot.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
He says he is going to play in next Tuesday's season opener when they host Philly. And congratulations to Captain Paul McCluskey and his Medford Boat Club champion bocce team.
Oh, really?
They won in the finals.
Wait, is this the bocce league you play in?
Well, my team was eliminated by the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Jay Casey, Peter Casey, Todd Sundstrom, and the ace of the team, 86-year-old Bob Tricca, all getting great big bocce championship rings.
Rings? This like, are they like Super Bowl rings?
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I thought you said they're getting great big bocce. Anyway.
Never mind.
That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much. Okay, coming up next, we got a bell buster for you.
Yeah, I'm going to call Debbie. This is brought to you by the Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime Video. You know, she sells stuff at the old farmer's market, and I'm going to call her because there's some concerns about the new the farmer's markets. Do you have any of your irrigation plans or water origin certificate?
The water's from my well and the rain. What are you talking about?
Do you have any out-of-state dirt that you've used?
Oh, my God. What's your name?
Michael McGregor, County Agricultural Commission.
Listen, Michael, do you want to come here and see my dirt and see my well and see my tomatoes and you want to come and see my bushes?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Cindy, and she wants to get her friend, Debbie, a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. And what Deborah does is she grows vegetables and goes to the farmer's market. So
sure.
I thought I could call with a crackdown on the farmer's market regulations.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Deborah.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Deborah. Mr. McGregor, Michael McGregor from the County Agricultural Commission.
The what?
County Agricultural Commission. Do you sell some products at the farmer's market?
Of course. I've been doing it for years.
We've been cracking down on a few of the vendors. Some people have been misrepresenting their produce. Not sure if you're aware of this.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're doing that. Good.
Big counterfeit ring of lettuce smugglers was just broken up a couple towns over.
What?
Yeah, they're smuggling in some out-of-state lettuce.
Ah.
Lettuce smugglers?
Yeah. Big lettuce smuggling ring.
Okay. And what does this have to do with me?
Tomatoes? You got some tomatoes there?
I have wonderful tomatoes. I've been selling them for years. Yep.
We have it on authority. They might not meet the guidelines to be grown all in town. Are they actually, you know, fully grown in the town?
They're my tomatoes. Why would you even think? I've been coming there for years with my tomatoes. I have the best tomatoes. I have the best produce. I mean, just ask about Deborah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the best tomatoes.
Do you know where the these heirloom tomatoes, do you know where they originated by any chance?
I don't know. I've been using my seeds for years.
Are they locally sourced seeds?
Yeah, I grow them from seeds. I grow them in my yard, in my backyard, in my big garden.
Okay, but did you get the seeds from out of state?
What difference? difference is it make where the seeds come. It's homegrown. The key here is homegrown.
Well, we're trying to crack down on out-of-state produce, though. And if you get the seeds from, you know, out-of-state, then it's a problem. Do you have a any of your irrigation plans or water origin certificates? Are you using town waters?
The water's from my well and the rain. Well, what are you talking about?
Got to make sure that every part of the growing process is local. It's kind of a hyper-local thing. Do you have any out-of-state dirt that you've used?
Oh, my God. What's your name?
It's Michael. Michael McGregor, County Agricultural Commission.
Listen, Michael, if you have my phone number, you have my address. Do you want to come here and see my dirt and see my well and see my tomatoes and you want to come and see my bushes? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You ever hear those pastries called Little Debbies?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm known in the neighborhood. They call my tomatoes Big Debbies. Okay?
Well, I know that some. You've also got blueberry pies. Is that what I see here?
I bake them myself. I have a big thicket of blueberry bushes. You're welcome to come and see my bushes. And
Are they all your ingredients locally sourced for those pies? Are you making your own flour?
What are you talking about? Sugar I get from the store. Blueberries are from... What is this?
Well, we need everything to be local, unfortunately, so I don't know that you're going to be able to keep selling those pies. Do you bake that in an oven?
Listen, this is ridiculous.
Where did you get your oven?
What? I got my oven from Sears.
Oh,
that's
see?
Local.
Yeah, no, that's headquartered in Chicago, so that's really not local.
Oh.
Are you shitting me? Excuse me. This is ridiculous.
It does sound like you have lovely Big Debbies there.
I do. I have that's why they call them Big Debbies. I have beautiful big beefsteak tomatoes. I have the best tomatoes in town.
Well, that's what your friend Cindy told us.
What?
Deborah, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Brian Bell Buster, Debbie.
I'm going to kill her. You just got me all riled up now. You just got me all riled up. I think I have to go pick some tomatoes.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. And
my God.
Well, keep up the great job growing your vegetables.
My blood pressure pills, thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
And thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. We can help you get her back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to call you. Okay.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So it's been 4.5 weeks since Hank suffered a really, really nasty injury. And he broke his leg in two places. He broke the fibula and the tibia. And had to have, what, 2 plates and 12 screws during
the something
surgery?
Like that. Yeah, I had surgery 3.5 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm making progress. It's slow. I'll be like this for another 7 weeks. No more.
More weeks, huh?
Feels like 7 months. But you know what? I feel better. I have more energy. And I'm doing things more independently, especially at home.
Okay. Really? So you're feeling you're really dealing with this dependence you have on your family. You're dealing with this pretty well, and you're getting better all the time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been pretty good.
Okay.
Point. Counterpoint.
Okay. Well, let's check in with Hank's lovely wife, Pam, who's on the line this morning. Oh. Morning, Pam. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
I'm doing about as you can imagine.
Okay,
4.5 weeks.
Okay, I understand that you just came in from dragging out the garbage all by yourself.
Oh, I'm still in the process of doing it. It's the one job that Hank did on a somewhat regular basis, somewhat being the key word.
She came out of the gate fast.
Man, she's got firing from the hip this morning.
I'm surprised she knew where to find it.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. That's a joke. I know.
So, really, I mean, how's he doing at home? Is he getting by himself? Or are you having to supply a lot of support? What's the deal?
Well, let's put it this way. The beginning was that Hank didn't like my attitude about helping him. So I basically said, help with a scowl is better than no help at all.
Okay.
So now he's to the point where he can... He can pretty much take his own shower, which is a good thing, because I was about to fill up the tub and leave him in it.
Throw a toaster in?
Do you want to dry your hair? Listen,
there are a lot of people who would like to see a fat, naked, stinky guy in a shower.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, you name them, and I'll give them a call.
Well, are you still having the visiting nurses come in, or is he able to handle things on his own now?
Well, he's pretty much able to handle things on his own, so that's a good thing. On his own, meaning, you know, he only asks for help about once every hour or so.
Oh,
you know,
God.
We were talking about this yesterday, Pam, and I think what this all really boils down to is the way that Hank injured himself.
Yes, I contend you would be way nicer if he had a more serious injury that wasn't his fault.
100%.
Right?
I mean, who jumps off a dock into 2 feet of water?
Right.
It was 3.5 feet.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it was definitely a half foot involved
this weekend.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's that. Yeah. Also, what's the thing that drives you the most crazy about this situation? Like, is it his attitude, or is
it's
just... Right,
it's the way that Hank asks for help. He'll say...
No, wait, what do you mean by that?
Give me an example.
Oh. Okay, so Hank is not very good at... I'm trying to put this kindly, but...
Don't!
Oh, go ahead.
Don't worry about that. We're all friends
his
here.
Requests kind of come out as orders, but they're...
No, they don't.
Yeah, I know. You can't believe that, guys. I know that's so hard to believe. But they sort of come out as orders, couched with a please and thank you.
Uh-huh. So it's like he's acting polite, but you know he's just not.
Well, I'm trying to think how he would ask for something. He would say, hey, could you get me that? And then all of a sudden he'll remember, oh, please, will you get me that? So it's very like, you know,
yeah, but
I understand.
I throw Sweetie in there once in a while.
I know you do. And you're
I always
trying.
Appreciate that.
You get a huge A for effort. You do. A for effort.
But a D for execution.
Oh, my God. No.
Don't say execution.
F for execution.
Yeah. So what do you do to calm down and not strangle him or put a pillow over his face?
Well, let's say I've been using the pillows and running into the bathroom and screaming at him. So it's kind of the
I get that.
It's kind of the same way you handle toddlers and teenagers. You know, you have that like fake smile on your face, but inside you're screaming. I won't say the actual words, but I think we can all imagine.
Yeah, I know.
The struggle is real.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Last week we had Harb's birthday party.
I come down.
I'm willing to help out. She said, listen, you got to go out on the front porch. And if you're coming off the front porch, you're going back up into the bedroom until the party.
Unbelievable.
That's exactly
it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Pam, I have a question. Yeah. Does it drive you crazy that everybody's like, oh, Hank, how you feeling? How you doing? You're looking great. Blah, blah. Does that drive you nuts?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, it does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Okay.
It absolutely does. But I mean, I understand people are injured. You know, they want to know how he's doing. But my true friends, I'll look at them and they'll say, oh, how are you doing?
Right.
So it's really,
Hang in there, Pam.
Intense.
Hey, you hanged.
No, we're good.
Are you familiar with the movie starring Kathy Bates?
Yeah. Oh my God, I've had visions of hobbling. Trust me.
Oh my God, I love
that's
you.
Terrible. Yeah. Thanks for bringing us up
favorite.
To the beat this morning.
Appreciate it. The show 105.7 WROR.
Wow.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephes is working part-time at $3 Dewey's. It's late and the place is almost empty when one customer finally walks in and we hear...
Hi there, how you doing?
Oh, good, how you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Gee, I can't help but notice both your arms are in a cast. What happened?
Oh, I had a nasty skiing accident.
Oh, that's awful. Well, listen, can I get you a drink?
Why, yes, you could. I'd take a beer, please.
All right, here you go.
Hey, listen, could you do me a favor?
Why, sure. What's that?
Well, because of my condition here, could you reach in my pocket and grab some money so I could pay you?
Well, I guess so. Here you go.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, would you mind grabbing that glass over there and holding it up to my lips so I can take a sip of that beer?
Well, I guess so. Sure, here you go.
I really hate to bother you. But could you reach in and grab me a few of them nuts and hold them up to my mouth?
Well, I suppose so. Here you go.
One last question, sir. Where's your men's room?
It's about 3 miles down the road on the left.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Whiting Morning Show.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lorne and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is very, very exciting because it is now time for our weekly visit with Boston journalistic icon, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. The Bob Ryan Report's brought to you by Clinton Savings Banking, an experience you can bank on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Bob Ryan.
Hey!
Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Oh, good morning. Yes, it is.
Okay, so Bob, here we are sitting around complaining about the conflicts between the baseball game and the football games and everything, yeah. Because we have an abundance, almost an overabundance of riches here.
What a great problem to have, right?
I know, it's a great problem to have.
It is. It wouldn't matter if the Patriots were 1-4 and they were some lousy team, or that if the Chiefs were themselves not doing what they're doing, but it's going to pain me. I'm going to Fenway. I mean, I'll be at Fenway. But yeah. If there's one game on this calendar this year that I would want to be at, see with the Patriots, and for sure it's this game Sunday night. But that's just the way life is. We're up. I love the Gronk, by the way. The Gronk was really very sweet in describing how he knows that good bands are going to have two TVs going and so on and so forth. He was great. But yeah, this is a bountiful, our riches are, cup runneth over. Put it that way.
Don't you think, Bob, that Bill Belichick kind of likes being in this spot, going up against an undefeated team? And I think this is where we're going to see the best Patriots?
Well, I think he feels good about where he is now. He's lucky this game wasn't on the schedule 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, but now you got Edelman back. You got some more weapons back. You got people starting to round into form. And I think they're ready. I think they're fairly ready. I think he feels a state of readiness to play this team. And let me say, you cannot exaggerate. I've watched Kansas City this year twice, and because this kid Mahomes is the real deal.
Yeah.
You can, all the comparisons. To me, he's a younger version of Aaron Rodgers. With the everything. He's got the complete package, starting with the brain power, the arm, and the mobility.
He's a gunslinger, Bob.
He's fantastic.
Wow.
He's really good. And the thing about it, don't ever judge this kid by statistics or however many completions and however many yards. He can make a play. He can make chicken salad out of chicken exclamant, if you know what I mean.
I understand. He's not afraid, man. He goes for it.
Yeah, he does. He's got an athletic genetic background. His father pitched in the big leagues for 11 years, and he was a very good baseball player and a very good basketball player. He chose football, and I think football fans are very lucky to have him.
Okay, so this is going to be a good. Well, just off the top of your head, final score. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to go parochial. I'm going to say they're going to find a way to do it. You're going to need at least 30. So how about 35-31 in a
ooh,
real fire?
Okay, battle. That sounds like an exciting game. Okay,
yeah, well, I expect that. Yes.
Okay. Now speaking of excitement, the Red Sox they got a problem. Although that they say now they're going to start David Price in game two. What are you going to do with David Price?
Well, the thing is, he's past the Yankees. You're going to hope that maybe there's a little Yankee thing in his head, and he pitched reasonably well against the Astros this year twice. And the Yankees are in the rearview mirror. That alone may be enough to get him his mind clear and get him to pitch the way he can pitch. Just remember, at his best this year, second half of the year, he was among the top three or four pitchers in the whole league. He was terrific. But then now that the Yankees seem to be an issue for him, but forget it. We don't have to worry about that.
But, Bob, he's got 10 playoff starts. He's 0-9 with a 6.03 ERA. Forget the Yankees. He's terrible.
Buried in there.
Everybody.
Buried in there are some actually good starts. And so the ERA is the reflection of some truly horrible ones that bumped up the ERA. There actually were two or three good starts where he deserved a better fate. It isn't uniformly horrible. He hasn't been terrible all the time. He's been terrible some of the time. And he's actually had something, a bit of unlucky streaks. So.
Really sounds like you're reaching, Bob.
I'm telling you the truth. You examine it.
But
you know what Bill Parcells always said? Your record is what you said. You are what your record says you are. And in his case, I think that pretty much reflects it.
Okay. What do you think? How good is Houston?
They are the best team. They are the team to beat. They should be the favorites. I'm sure in Vegas they are the favorites. They're the defending champion. They have every base cover. They have good starting pitching. They had an issue in the bullpen, but they picked up a closer, Rafael Osuna. Very controversial. This guy was suspended due to domestic violence. There was a lot of controversy about them taking him on. They have him. You have to live with it. And they now have their lineup is terrific. They got the great Altuve, Bregman at third, George Springer, pride of UConn at center, Correa at short. They are loaded, and how interesting for Cora. This is going up against a team where he was the bench coach last year.
Yeah.
This is going to be a wonderful series.
Does that give him any advantage, you think?
I don't think. If it were football,
or basketball or hockey, maybe. I mean, but baseball, I don't know. Look, if a pitcher goes out and pitches, you know, well, then, you know, it's out of everybody's control beyond that. I don't think so. I just think it's just an interesting little subplot in the story.
How relieved were you to see Chris Sale go in and pitch 16 great pitches?
Oh, absolutely. That was very good, very encouraging, and very, you know, I was a little skeptical about the doing it.
No.
But I'm still shaking from the ninth inning.
Bob, okay. I have a really important question for you. Did you see A Star Is Born, and what did you think?
I saw it yesterday. I think that Lady Gaga is phenomenal.
Right?
She doesn't get a nomination. All I can think of is Judy Garland getting robbed in 1955 when Country Girl Grace Kelly beat her out for the deserved Oscar. She has to get nominated. And I don't know if she's going to win, but she has to get nominated. She is phenomenal. People, you must go see this movie just for her. I think it's overall, it could be a little better. I give it B plus A minus. But you know, I'll stop short of giving it 4 or 5 stars. But it has to be seen, if only because of her.
Yeah. Okay, agreed.
There you go.
All right. You're so smart, Bob.
Okay. Okay, Bob. Good. Well, that's why we call him Mr. Everything. Okay, Bob Ryan Reports brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Okay, do you have any shameless plugs?
Tune in tomorrow, the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom will be on every Monday and Friday mornings. So that's it.
Gotcha.
Next week I'll be on Around the Horn at a day to be announced.
Okay, hey, we'll know a lot by this time next week, man.
What a weekend. And one more prop for the Bruins for moving the start time on Saturday.
Yeah, props to the Bruins.
To accommodate the baseball fans.
You're absolutely right.
And big game tonight for the Bruins, Connor McDavid, you know, so we even got this to look forward to tonight.
Okay, Bobby.
What a time for us.
Thanks, John. Awesome. Talk to you next week. Have a really, really good one. In the meantime, coming up next right here on the Lorna White Morning Show, we got your Dirty Laundry update. And, man, there's some good dirty laundry today.
Yeah. You know, good news is that there are going to be famous people at the train station in Stoughton. But the bad news is it's tomorrow morning during the commute.
Okay,
I'll tell you what it is and what's going on.
The Lorna and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
A star is breaking up. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are the best couple ever. But first, and this is brought to you by Dr. Wu, if you are in the Stoughton area tomorrow, you might bump into Meryl Streep or Emma Watson or any of those superstars.
Really?
Because apparently they're going to be filming Little Women. They're filming Little Women in the Boston area. They've been all over. They are filming in Stoughton from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow at Stoughton's train station. Now, if you're commuting from Stoughton, relax. It'll be okay because it's the old station in Stoughton that apparently has been just locked up for years.
Mm.
And it hasn't been touched since 1888. Like, nothing's been updated. So it's perfect for this movie.
No
kidding.
No,
it's like the rest of the
way to go. Exactly.
It's kind of like your kitchen.
Apparently, Columbia Pictures paid the tea $20,000 to open the historic building and its parking spaces for the film crew. Now, what they're going to do with that $20,000, I know they're not going to put it back into the tea, right?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so the Stoughton Historical Society says the station has sat vacant since 2007, but it really hasn't been. It's all wooden inside, and it's really cool, and there are all these trucks outside of it right now getting all the props and things, so it's kind of neat.
Making it look all old-timey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't get on Wyman Street. It's going to be closed, but you can get near it, and that would be kind of neat to see. They should go to the town spa, I think.
Yep.
Don't you think they should go to the town spa afterwards?
Get a pizza.
And that'll be fun. So that's going on in Stoughton tomorrow. Bradley Cooper, you know, I'm obsessed with him since I saw Star Wars.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. Like, he's my new favorite. George Clooney, bye. See you later. Mark Ruffalo, who are you? Bradley Cooper in the wheelhouse.
He's the man, right?
And things are looking up for me. I have a chance with him because apparently he and his baby mama, Irina Shayk, they were in New York City at Masa, and they were not talking. She was looking depressed, and he was not talking. He was wearing a hoodie, and halfway through the meal, she started looking off to the side, and he was moody. Now, I've had meals like that recently, actually.
Why should Bradley Cooper be different than any of the rest of us?
That's true.
And I know things are not looking up. So, because you know what happens, they've been dating since 2015. He obviously has a great, great career. They had a baby. now he's really, like, elevated to an amazing level with this movie. And then this is when things get shaky. She's in the same place, and he's in a different place, and that means that he can come to my place. So, anyway, there's a part of me.
Is this a jealousy thing going on?
No, it's not. But you know what? Like, there's a part of me. There's, like, the crazy part of me that's like, yeah, I have a chance.
I feel like you're more of a rock bottom kind of thing.
No, you are.
Is that wrong?
You're actually more insane than I thought you were.
God, that is the meanest thing ever.
I don't know.
Oh, God. All right, well, anyway.
Just a little dose of reality.
Oh, I don't want a dose of reality. I like to live in my fantasy Bradley Cooper place. Speaking of dose of reality, oh, my God, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are the best couple ever. So apparently Kristen Bell got an email from Star Magazine and said, Star is working on a story in which a source says Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard have discussed having a threesome and toyed with other kinky things like S&M and role-playing.
Really?
Sources say that Kristen believes this is insurance against marital meltdown. If you wish to comment on this story, please reply by 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
Wow.
So she puts a screenshot of it up on her Instagram, and she writes, I'd love to comment, but it's hard to talk with this ball gag in.
105.7 WROR.
Beautiful.
Lauren and Wally. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let us get this party started because we have a contestant standing by online right now. He's a real estate developer from Boston, Massachusetts. His name is Robert Foss. Good morning, Robert. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So how's the real estate game going these days?
Keeping my head above water.
All right.
Oh, well, I'll bet.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer those questions. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash. Anytime you feel like it, you can pass, skip a question, go on. Time left at the end. We come back. We pick them up. Once again, get them all right. $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
LBF, are you prepared?
I am prepared.
3, 2, 1, go.
What street do you live on?
Commercial Street.
What's a baby cat called?
Pass.
What band sings Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
If you have 3 dimes, 2 pennies, and a quarter, how much money do you have?
3 dimes, 2 pennies, and a quarter, 67 cents.
What is singer Gordon Sumner's stage name?
Pass.
Chicken of the Sea is a brand of what kind of food?
Cat food.
In Lady and the Tramp, what is the aunt's name?
What is the what name?
The aunt's name.
Pass.
How many presidents have been vice presidents?
3.
How many times a year does the sun rise and set at the North Pole?
365.
In what year were movies first released on VHS?
1978.
Okay, what's a baby cat called?
Cub.
Time has expired.
Time is up.
Okay, you got it. Unfortunately, you missed some of these, so we're going to go back and review these.
A baby cat, although I see where you're coming from, is a kitten, not a cub.
Oh, okay.
What did you say? 57 cents is what? 2 dimes, 2 pennies, and a quarter. Did you say 57 or 67?
I heard 67.
Yeah, I heard 67. Yep. Gordon Sumner's stage name is Sting. In Lady and the Tramp, I almost gave this away. The aunt's name is Sarah. How many presidents have been vice presidents? 14. And how many times a year does the sun rise and set at the North Pole? You said 365. I totally thought that. It's only one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what you would think.
I do better when I'm not on the air.
Me too.
What a coincidence. We all do.
The movies were first released on VHS in 77.
You were
really close. You were so close.
77. Okay. Hey, we got a consolation prize for you. Do you like to eat?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
$100 Stop and Shop gift card. Stop and Shop and Savory Magazine gets kids excited to cook in every issue. This month, it's the Halloween special. Super fun goodies like mummy cupcakes, skull dippers, and vampire apples.
The apple that bites your back.
Okay. Hey, have a great day. Thank you very much for playing. We'll ship that consolation prize off to you.
Thanks. God bless.
You betcha. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to like this a whole bunch. Coming up next here on the program, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to teach you how to make your pumpkins huge.
Well, actually, before that, one more reason you shouldn't wear flip-flops. That's coming up at 8:25.
Okay, hang on, everybody. In the meantime...
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It is time right here in the Lauren and Wally Morning Show to give you an education on how to remain healthy in the city of Boston in these dire times when there's street juice every place.
Okay, so what is street juice? I'll tell you what street juice is. This is my sister calls it this. Street juice is the wetness on the pavement in the city. Like in puddles.
Yep.
Where like the sidewalk meets the crosswalk.
Yep.
Just general street juice when it rains and it, or if they're even when they're cleaning off the sidewalks and they're attempting to be clean, the excess grossness is in certain areas.
And it's like all the dirt all in
one
puddle. All,
yep. So that's street juice.
You get the oil mixed in there with the slickness and all that kind of stuff.
Street juice is everywhere. The problem with street juice is you don't know what's in it. And here's why I'm worried about it right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Boston has had an uptick in what's called, let me pronounce it, leptospirosis, and that affects dogs initially.
Leptospirosis, okay.
And it's spread through the urine of infected animals and can infect humans and animals through contact with the contaminated urine, water, or soil. In a city setting, it's most commonly spread through the rodent population.
Really?
And then if the bacteria is easily spread to humans and can cause kidney and liver failure. Symptoms, by the way, include fever, increased drinking, and urination, vomiting, and other things. Weakness. There's a vaccination for dogs, and dog owners should vaccinate their animals. But three dogs have died so far this season. Okay. And so when you're walking through the city with your dog...
You have a prevention of any kind?
Okay, the prevention is don't wear flip-flops. If you wear flip-flops in the city, you are potentially walking and spraying street juice all over yourself.
Okay, you're splattering rat pee on yourself.
That's why Crocs have a thick foam cushion on the bottom, and you can rinse them off. That's why you need to buy them.
No, they have holes. They have holes in the front.
They have holes.
Street juice gets in there. Trust me.
You really need to stop trying to defend Crocs.
Yeah, I know.
It is adorable.
Who was it that told Hank Crocs have those holes in them so your self-esteem can leak out?
Exactly. That's
everybody.
So don't wear flip-flops. Stay away from street juice, and don't drink it.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Street juice, a beverage not for human consumption. Okay, look, we're going to teach you how to... Hold everything.
You know, this is my favorite part of the day, everybody.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
We're giving away something. Are we going to give away a pair of passes to see A Star Is Born starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper? And it's Bob Ryan approved, may I add.
Everybody needs to see this.
Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe gives it a B+, A-.
We'll take the 15 callers, 617-931-1057. I almost forgot the phone number.
Stand by. And coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to teach you with an expert. I mean, like, this guy is unbelievable, how to make your pumpkins huge.
Ooh.
Hank
is here. Update on the commute. Hank, how we do
it?
Okay, everybody, stand by, because we are now going to give you everything you ever wanted to know about growing huge pumpkins. And I know that you've wondered about this your entire life. So we have an expert on the line right now.
Okay.
His name is Ron Wallace. And let me just double check, because I think his... Hey, Ron, is your giant pumpkin still up at the Topps Field Fair?
Topps Field Fair ended on Monday, Columbus Day. So it was up there for the duration of the fair.
Okay. How big was that pumpkin you grew?
2,114 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, that's a lot of pumpkin. So, how in God's name do you get a pumpkin to grow that big, and how long does it take?
Well, you start the seeds in April, early April. They go outside around the 1st of May underneath a small greenhouse. You pollinate the pumpkin around the June 15th to the 20th.
How do you pollinate a pumpkin? Asking for a friend.
Okay, you pollinate a pumpkin. Okay.
Well, you hand pollinate them.
Oh, boy.
And we set up our own genetics to try to get these pumpkins bigger and bigger. So, we try to pollinate by summer solstice. And, these pumpkins grow between 40 and 55, 60 pounds a day during their peak.
Did you say a day?
Yeah, a day.
And I thought I had slow metabolism.
Whoa. Can you actually, with that rate, see them grow?
Oh, absolutely. Every morning you go out and take a look at them. During the afternoon, it's tough. Some people have actually said they can hear them grow because the skin is just rapidly.
I've heard that.
I have never heard them growing, so I'm not a pumpkin whisperer. I haven't heard the growth, but, you know, you come out in the morning and you can definitely see the difference from the day before it turns. And peak growth.
I mean, are these things growing just with regular old water and sun? Or, I mean, what are you putting
on
these
it?
Pumpkins?
Well, it's a combination of a few things. The genetics of the seeds. Pumpkin growers, since the 70s, have band together to help each other, information, make genetic crosses. We can grow more pounds of produce than anybody in the world on 1,000 square foot. And that's from networking and working together. So it's having the genetics. Having your soil right, well-balanced organic soil, having the right mycorrhizal fungi products, I'm pretty tough.
So do you think, hey, Ron, could get me like 1,000-pound zucchini?
I can't give you 1,000-pound zucchini.
You know, I was just...
probably give you 30, 40.
30-40-pound zucchini? Wow.
Whoa.
Zucchini.
Imagine how much zucchini bread you'd have to make.
Really?
Always.
Okay. What would happen if you threw this is all organic stuff. What happens if you throw these on your begonias? Do they explode? Whoa. How big a tomato could you grow?
Well, I tell you.
We're losing you, Ron.
Darn it.
We're losing you.
Think of how many pies you can make with that 2,000.
I know.
Okay. By the way, if you want to get any information about Ron, if you can still hear us, you got the website.
Yeah, if you
there.
Go to wallacewow.com, Ron, you know, sells the seeds and stuff, and you can grow your own giant pumpkins next year. That might be fun to try to do with the kids. Like, hey, kids, let's see if we can grow a pumpkin we can make into a fort.
That's right. We're the only family in the neighborhood that has to carve the pumpkin with a chainsaw.
Yeah, it'll be just like that one up at Storyland.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Hey, I'm sorry we lost our connection, but thanks a million for talking with us this morning. We really appreciate it, okay?
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.